Hey guys, I'm Ashley and I'm the daughter.
I'm Liz and I'm the mom.
And this is The Lesser Known.
Hey guys, so today I'm going to be talking about a few creepy places you can check out and or stay while you're visiting Death Valley. But before we do that, let's do our question of the day. Ashley, are you ready? Do you believe in ghosts?
I'm going to say yes. Because Okay. Do you remember when we lived in Indiana and our aunt stayed in that haunted house that was like Yes. In Indiana's most haunted?
Yes.
And you left me upstairs with the ghost child because you were too scared to go get me.
Yeah, there was no way I was going up those stairs ever. So my Aunt Diane, when she was like checking on my cousin. So she was walking up the stairs and she saw and felt the ghost child like run past her on the stairs. And she screamed like no other. Like my uncle said that he thought like that she found like something dead or like something happened to one of the kids because he had never heard her scream like that. And turns out that's what it was. Like, and they saw multiple things there, but there was no way I was about to go upstairs.
Yeah, well, and I think I remember great-grandma. She said that she saw a face in the window, like, upstairs.
Yes. Also, I think when she was cooking breakfast one day, she saw, a little kid run by with blonde hair. Mm-hmm. And she was like, she thought that was our cousin. Either William or Daniel. And she was like, oh, William, it's time for breakfast. And then she went upstairs and he was still asleep. So
absolutely not.
Right.
So yes, I do believe in ghosts. Do you?
Yeah. Yes, I do. But I'm not sure if it's the residual haunting kind where that's where it's almost like parallel universes like cross, like they like the energy just continues to like live on and you just see like scenes from the past, or the intelligent haunting, which is like where the ghosts know they're ghosts and they just like do ghosty stuff, like, you know, like just like hang out and no, not really to scare you, but I mean, you're there and I mean, maybe we scare them. Could be like they're just trying to live their death life and then they see us and they're like, ah, who's in my house? So I don't know. So I'm kind of on the fence about that part.
Okay.
And the whole thing about like if you die in a hotel room and then you just stay there for the rest of your death life.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It just seems weird that you would have to like stay where you died if you were a ghost.
Yeah. I think that would suck. Mm-hmm. For some places, like, I wouldn't want to be stranded somewhere forever in eternity.
Right. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, what if you die in the wilderness or in a lake, and then just, then what? Like, forever, you're just stuck there?
Yeah.
Wearing the same clothes you were wearing.
Oh, no.
Forever?
So you have to dress every day like you're going to die.
Yeah. That's the moral of this story, really.
Okay.
With that being said, let's get started. So first, I'm going to talk about Scotty's Castle. I don't know if you remember it from last week's episode when Ashley went over Death Valley, and one of the things was Scotty's Castle. So I don't want to go into a ton of detail about it again because Ashley went over it already. But, and I almost didn't do this one because in 2015, there was a flood. And it's been closed ever since 2015. You know how we were talking about in Death Valley, there's like never rain or anything?
Yeah.
And I think that you said something like in 2015, there was the super bloom. Is that right? Could that be?
No, I think it was a different year. But that sucks that it flooded.
So there was like such a bad flood that they have been closed ever since. So that was 2015. And they, like I said, I wasn't even going to do this episode. But I found out that they just reopened in December of 23. So I did this episode. So now if you do go to Death Valley, you can go to Scotty's Castle.
Yay.
Yeah. You can't actually stay there, but they do tours. So that's just as good.
Oh,
And yeah.
It's nice. At least you get the history of it.
But I did see, I don't know if you can just go there, or the walking tours for 2024 are completely sold out already. So it's like once they went up for sale, yes. So I don't know if you can still just go there and walk around yourself and you just can't do the tour, but yeah, it's sold out already for 24.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you're planning on going ever, make sure you book way ahead of time.
Do you know, do they only do it on like certain months? Is that why it's booked out?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I do remember seeing that. Like it was like January through March, because in the summer it's like too hot or something. I put it in the show notes or put a link to Scotty's
Castle. It's no big deal. I was just curious.
Yeah. Okay. Curious for your own, in case you go there.
Yeah. Well, that's because it's like if it's already sold out, you know, that seems dramatic for like.
Right. It went up
for. It sold out for a whole year.
Right. That could be. Maybe it's just like the first 3 months or something, but it did say sold out, like a big red like banner over the screen, sold out.
Wow.
So I really like this description of Scotty's Castle, so I'm just going to read it straight from, this is from Legends of America, and it describes it as it's hidden in the green oasis of Grapevine Canyon in far northern Death Valley, California. The Death Valley Ranch, or Scotty's Castle, as it's more commonly known, is a window into the life and times of the Roaring Twenties, the Great Depression of the 30s. It was an engineer's dream, a wealthy matron's vacation home, and a man of mystery's hideout and getaway. So we know all three of those people. We have Albert, we have Bessie, and we have Scotty.
Yeah.
So just a quick recap of Ashley's story from last week. Albert was a rich guy from Chicago, and he trusted and invested in the shady mining deals of Walter Scott, which we know as Scotty. Scotty lived in the Death Valley area for a long time, and he was mining for gold, and Albert was his financial backing. So after a series of dishonest events, like Albert realized that Scotty was pretty underhanded and he wasn't getting any money back from the deal, but it didn't seem to bother him. And I think part of the reason, after I was reading about it, is Albert really enjoyed being in that area, and Albert and Scotty were like total opposites. And I think that Albert kind of enjoyed that, because Scotty was like, you know, a smooth talker, and it seemed like he was like out to have fun all the time. And Albert was kind of shy and religious. Mm-hmm. And he had been in a train accident, so he had a lot of back pain. And so he was just kind of withdrawn. So I think maybe Scotty brought that out in him. So it's like opposites attract. And he and Scotty became very close friends.
And makes sense.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I was thinking. At first, last week, I was thinking that Scotty was kind of a jerk, you know, like taking advantage of Albert. But I think he actually brought out something in Albert, and I can see why they bonded over that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind
of
sweet.
So, yeah. So Albert ended up making a lot of trips to Death Valley, and they like stayed in tents. And Albert decided to move down there because he said that was like the best time of his life. When he was in Chicago, he was just like feeling down. His body hurt because he was in that train accident. But when you come to Death Valley, he felt like rejuvenated. So he decided to move down there and bring his wife, Bessie. So the construction of Scotty's Castle started in 1922.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's basically to sum up what you were talking about last week.
I like the part about Scotty bringing out the best in Albert, because that does make a lot of sense. Because before, like, I didn't find that. So before, you know, I was thinking the same thing. Like, he's kind of a jerk. I don't know why.
Right. That's what I thought.
Albert's hanging around with Scotty, but makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm doing a little segment called Where Are They Now? This is kind of morbid, but I was able to find out where they were all buried and how they died. So I was like, that will tie it into the whole Scotty's Castle thing. So nice. Bessie died in 1943. She was in a car accident in Death Valley. So that makes sense because that's where how most people die in Death Valley.
Yeah, the number one cause.
Exactly. So, and I mean, so you were right. So that was about 40 miles from the castle. And now she's buried in Ohio. She was from Ohio, so they must have taken her back to Ohio to be buried.
Hmm.
Actually, I did find a newspaper article describing the accident. So I'm going to post that and the pictures on Instagram.
Okay. Are you going over it or no?
No, I was just going to put it in so you could read it because it's a long article talking about how it happened. And yeah, it was like a lot of detail, but I'll include that. And Albert died in 1948 of cancer, and he is also buried in Ohio. So he's buried in the same mausoleum as Bessie.
Oh, so, so they're next to each other?
Yes, up in Ohio.
Oh.
I thought that was very sweet.
Cute.
Scotty died in 1954. I'm not sure how he died. He was in his 80s, so it could have been really anything. But he is actually buried on the property of Scotty's castle with his dog.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was so sweet. So I don't think Scotty was that bad. I don't think he, like, I mean, he was a little bit of a shyster, but, like.
He was a con man. He got arrested and did a bunch of fraud. He was an okay person. I wouldn't say he was good. I wouldn't say he was bad. I think he had, like, some kind of humanity. But I did read that he was buried with his dog. I thought that was
sweet. Yeah, it is very sweet. His dog was named Windy. Not Wendy, but Windy, like the wind.
Oh.
Like, oh. So I was going to include a picture of that too on Instagram.
Nice.
So let's get into the ghosts of Scotty's castle.
Yes.
Ghost Adventures actually went there, and it was season 27, episode 3. It's funny. I couldn't get this episode, so I bought it on like Apple TV or something. So I was like trying to find this episode because I wanted to see what Scotty's castle looked like and everything. So, they heard some voices. It seems like their technology has gotten so much better with people recording the voices of ghosts and everything. So they have these on your phone. It's almost like that translator you were talking about, Ashley, where you talk into it and then it like texts what the ghost says.
Oh,
so they'll ask it a question and then their phone picks up the answer and types it out.
Oh my
God. And I've seen this like on a couple things. So this must be like the new technology.
Yeah.
And so they did get a lot of voices, but you know, it was just like random stuff. Like one of them said Roger, but like who's Roger?
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. So this
I don't know.
Could
Who
be
is
someone.
Roger?
I don't know. So some of the voices they found were one said gone to heaven. So I don't know what that was.
Creepy.
There was the one that said Roger. They asked, is this Scotty? And you hear, yeah. I know.
Weird.
I wonder if I can get those clips.
You know, like when you, like when something scary happens and you get like tears and goosebumps.
Did
that
you
just happen when you
goosebumps?
Said that? That was weird.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is weird. Maybe it's true then. It could be. So they also found, I guess the fireplace room is supposed to be the most paranormal activity. And this was so weird though. Like I didn't really find this to be very scary. They had the thermo camera. So you could see in a thermo camera, you can see a live person shows colors. And a dead person wouldn't because it's like the heat, right?
Makes sense. Yeah.
So in the room, you could see the guy, like they had a video on the guy in the thermo camera. So you could see the guy, like a live person. And then there was this weird thing that looked, it didn't look human, but it was like these weird angles, like crawling across the room or something. And there was, the camera was picking this up.
And you didn't think that was scary.
No, because if you saw it, it wasn't like the shape of a person. It was like, I guess that could be scary. It could be like a mist or something. Like, but then they're like,
yeah, I feel like that's worse.
Yeah, I guess that is kind of worse. Well, also, I think the problem is ghost adventures are very dramatic, and they make it almost seem funny. They don't mean to, but they're so dramatic about it that it's almost like, okay.
Yeah, like a leaf enough. Crunches. A leaf crunches, and they're like, oh my God, what was that?
Right. There's demons. So yeah. So I guess maybe that's why I didn't find it that scary. If you saw it, I can try to take a screenshot of it and like show you, and maybe there was just something that I didn't find very scary about it, but they like went on and on about that. The one thing that I found, it was like really good. I think they were upstairs, like near this bathroom, and they keep getting activity in. And also they had the thermo camera on, and I did get a picture of this, so I will put this on Instagram, but you see the live person. So you see him all lit up, and then behind him in a doorway, you see a, like, it looks like a lady peeking around the corner.
Ew.
Yes.
Oh my God. It makes me want to cry.
And she doesn't have any of the thermo color. You know what I'm saying? But you can like see her. And then on the show, they did like a screen by screen. And so she was there in one, and the next one she was gone. So it was like there for like a second. Ashley.
I'm like crying.
I see you. But they said that was the best piece of thermo evidence they have ever gotten at an investigation. So I will post that picture. Feel free to look at it or not if you feel like you might cry, Ashley.
I like this stuff, but man, sometimes it gets me because I'm like looking over my shoulder now, you know, like yes, it's scary.
So it's kind of funny you say that because I haven't been watching any ghost stuff for years because it always gives me bad dreams. I start watching it. So I was like, oh man, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do this because like I might start getting bad dreams again, but we'll see. So far it's fine.
Okay.
I'm just saying it just happens before. So there was that piece of evidence, which was like pretty cool. And so, I mean, who knows? That could have been Bessie. I hope it was, because then she's nice anyway.
I hope so.
Maybe. I think so. So there were some ghost sightings from visitors and workers. And the most haunted room is the fireplace room, like I said. And it's supposed to have a ghostly human-shaped mist that appears and disappears. So maybe that was that thing we saw. And some people have reported seeing someone at the top of the stairs and then they disappear. Scotty and his dog are buried on the property. So some visitors say that they see a ghostly figure walking his dog on the property. So, aww, I mean, that's possible.
That's so cute. He did
really love that place. There's like one scary one. Do you want me to say it or no?
Yeah, no, I like it. It's just, I like the scary stuff. So just, you know, say it as you were going to, but I just, you know, I might cry because it's scary.
Okay. So there is also reports of a human-like figure in the wilderness surrounding the property described as a human/dog mix that has horns.
So, oh my God. Okay. I've had this reoccurring dream ever since I was a kid. And I don't know if you remember me telling you about it, but I remember being young, like, I don't know, 10, 11, 12, around that. And I had this dream that I was in the woods and there was a tarp. And like, you could see a little section of the tarp that was black and you could see under it. And these like red eyes would stare back at me. And then when I ran from it, it would like pop up and it was a half animal, half man. And I had that dream 3 times in my life. The same dream. So you saying that, I'm like,
yeah. Gross.
I know. I wonder. Oh, you know, but okay. So I don't know if you know this, but it's like huge in Native American tribes. There's these things, and trigger warning, because this does, like, people don't like this saying, and you know, so just a trigger warning. There's these things called skin walkers, I think. Mm-hmm. And they're like an animal, like human thing, and they lure people in by, like, you know, speaking like a human and all that. And yeah, it's like a huge
maybe thing. Maybe that's what those people are seeing.
Maybe.
That could be. It's in the same area, right?
I don't know. I mean, I've heard they're all over. I heard there's some in Colorado, Wyoming. I don't know. That's creepy, though.
It is really creepy. So that was the scariest one, I would say. Because none of them seemed... They found a lot of stuff, but it wasn't... None of them were mean. You know what I mean? It was just kind of like these orbs floating around, but it was, you know.
Yeah.
That was definitely the scariest part.
See, I don't know. The scariest part for me was that woman.
Peeking around the corner?
Just how creepy. Yes. That's just so creepy.
It is creepy, but when you see it, it doesn't look creepy to me.
Mm.
I think it. Once you see it, I think it, you'll be okay. I think you'll be okay when you see it.
Okay.
Okay. So that's all I have on Scotty's Castle.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize there was so much, because I remember when you, like, vaguely told me you were researching, you're like, I mm-hmm. can't really find anything that's about true. Scotty's Castle. But you found a lot.
I know. I wasn't finding anything at first, but then I just, like, did a deep dive on it. And then that's what happened with this whole episode. I was only going to do, like, one place, and then I found another place, and then another place, and then...
Wow.
You know, there's just, like, a lot out there.
Ooh. Well, good job.
Yeah, thanks. Do you want to get into the next one, then?
Yeah, let's jump into it.
Okay. So the next one I'm going to go over is actually three places. They're all within a mile of each other. So I basically am just going to do them all together, because if you go in that area, you're going to, like, see them all together. They are the Clown Motel.
Ew.
Gross. The Mizpah Hotel and the Tonopah Cemetery. So they're all just, like, close to each other. All three of these are in Tonopah, Nevada, which it's actually about an hour from Death Valley. But honestly, if you're in the area, you might not stay in Death Valley, or you might be traveling from, like, Vegas or something like that. And if you can come across this little town. So Tonopah was a silver mining town that started around 1900 and had about 3,000 people. So it was a pretty decent size.
Yeah.
And so I'll just start with the history of the Clown Motel. So there was a miner, his name was Clarence David, that loved and collected clowns. He died in a mine fire. I know, right? That's not mine. That's not my deal. He died in a mine fire in 1942, and his kids kept his clown collection, which I think that would be, like, the first thing I'd get rid of. I guess at the time, it was about 150 clowns, so I mean, I guess that's not too bad. I don't know how big they were, but...
Are these, like... Oh, I was just about to ask
that. I think just figurines, like little...
Okay.
Oh, God. 150 life-size clowns. No, I think they were figurines and, like, whatever. But he had about 150 at that time. So his kids, Leona and Leroy, were in the motel business. So in 1980, they decided to honor their father by opening up the Clown Motel right next to the cemetery where he's buried. So in the 80s, they built the motel next to the cemetery so that they could be near their father, and they brought all the clowns. So at that time, they probably had about 300 clowns.
Oh my God.
And, like, this cemetery is, like, literally in the parking lot of the Clown Motel. So it's like you park your car, and on one side is the Clown Motel, on the other side is the cemetery. Yeah.
Ew.
So I don't know what's scarier, the clowns or the dead people. Like, I don't know. That's just, like, I don't know. Just the Clown Motel in general to me is, like, terrifying.
Or so, what's scariest is, like, the dead person who liked the clowns.
So that's true, too. Scarier. So then you have, like, both.
Oh.
Yeah. So since then, the clown collection has grown to over 4,000 clowns. And yeah, I know. And it's transferred ownership several times. And I think at first it was probably, like, a fun, innocent clown collection. But now the most recent owners have made it scarier. So now the motel is considered America's scariest motel. There's rooms with themes from The Exorcist, Halloween, Friday the 13th, and It. So each room has a different scary clown theme. Yeah. I'll try to put some pictures on there. I know. So, like, not only are there clowns and a cemetery, and then they tried to make it scarier. So it's like as if that wasn't enough.
So are there any, like, hauntings there, or is it just a creepy place to go?
So I think there are a few. There weren't as many as I really thought there would be, being next to a cemetery. But that's why I'm doing the cemetery and the clown motel together, because they kind of tie in together. So I'll get into the cemetery. Okay. So like I said, the cemetery is basically in the parking lot of the clown motel. The cemetery started in 1901. Right now, there's about 300 people buried there. So that's quite a few. Yeah. And so this cemetery, I watched a few things, and it's just full of, like, tragic deaths. Like, most of the people. God. I know, it's not, like, natural causes. Well, you figure it's a mining town, and people came there to mine. And so some of the people buried there are victims of the 1905 mysterious Tonopah Plague. This plague was described as a horrific malady that made their necks swell up and their bodies turn black.
Oh, my God.
So there's about, So there's about 30 people that died from this and are buried there.
Okay, so the people that are buried there are not just some randos that visited once and they're like, oh, I want to be buried here. They're like miners.
Correct. It was the people who lived there around the early 1900s. Those are the people that are buried there. Yes. So it's like, it's a very old cemetery. And I'll put a picture of it because it's like what you would even picture a Wild West cemetery to look like, where it's like, you know, like sticks for like crosses and like fences around each grave and just mounds. And it doesn't look like your traditional cemetery, like modern cemetery. It looks very, very like old. And
yeah,
like you see in the Westerns, like, you know, whole families are buried there or whatever. So about 30 people are buried there from the plague. In 1911, the Belmont mine fire happened. And 17 men died in the mine fire. So they're all buried there too. And the most famous of these, of the graves there, is from Big Bill Murphy. And I guess he went in multiple times to try to save people from the fire in the mines. Yeah. And I guess he made it out a couple times. And then he went back in the third time and then he didn't make it back out. So he's also buried there.
Sad.
Yeah. So I just thought it was interesting too. So if you do visit there, you could go to this cemetery and like see these people's graves, like their actual graves. That, like, it's just like the history there is so cool. These obituaries that I was finding, it was like they died of this. They had this much money. They gave this money to so and so. I mean, it was like so detailed. I think I had one.
Wow.
I had one pulled up, but maybe I'll like add it later or something, but it's like, I thought it was so interesting. Like, that's what I'm talking about. I got into this like deep dive of like reading all of these that it's like, I could have done it all day.
That's crazy.
And there's also a website called, I think it's called like findagrave.com. And you can basically see people's graves, and some of them will have like their death certificates. So has their obituaries, like, all that. So it was like so interesting.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
So let's get into the ghosts of the Clown Motel and Tonopah Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you actually, you can stay at the hotel, and in the lobby, which is basically also a clown museum, they let you rent out EMF readers. So, you know, those readers where you try to talk to a spirit and say, can you light up this box or whatever? Yeah. They rent those out at the lobby. So you could do that when you go there. I thought that was
kind of cool. That is so cool.
Yeah. I thought that was like really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. So they must get a lot of stuff then, because I feel like that wouldn't be profitable if, you know, they didn't get anything.
Also, this hotel is like in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. So people have to come out there for something. So some of the weird things that happened in the motel, I'll just do it by room. So if anyone wants to stay in any of these rooms, you know exactly what to ask for. So in room 108, nice. Yes. So in room 108, there was a front desk manager that used to work there, and he was terminally ill. So he was always like getting sick. So he would stay in that room, you know, like if he wasn't feeling well and he didn't want to go home, he would like stay in that room. And then one night he was staying there and he tried to call for help. So like the phone was ringing out. He was trying to call the front desk for someone to come and help him. And like the calls weren't going, like it sounded like it just kept ringing and ringing and ringing and no one was picking up. Yeah. So he called his sister and then she called 911 and 911 came and they tried to take him to the hospital, but he died on the way to the hospital. Aww. But they like went back and listened to it or whatever. But like there was no record of a call being made to the front desk. It was like blocked. You know what I mean? So that happened in room 108. And these aren't the ghost stuff that happened. It's just like things that happened that could have caused ghosts in these rooms. In room 111, a terminally ill man came to live out his final days. He told the motel staff that he kept seeing an eerie shadow in the corner of his room. He repeatedly begged the shadow to take his life, and it never did. So out of frustration, he shot himself in the parking lot of the motel.
Ew.
So that's room 111.
Jeez.
I know. In room 214, a guy lived there for 3 years. He just like fell in love with the place, and he just decided like, I just want to like stay out here. It's peaceful, whatever. So he lived there for 3 years, and there was a ghost that took a liking to him. He would play like fun pranks on him, and like, I don't know, he just like got along with this ghost.
Oh my god,
I know. So when the guy moved out, they say that the ghost still comes there like looking for him. So that's room 214. God. I know, but it actually sounds like a really super cute ghost.
That's so sad.
I know.
It's so, like his like animal.
Yeah, like he had a pet ghost. I know, I feel the same way. Aww. So from the staff, a cleaning lady said that she was pushed out of a room and then the bed was messed up. Like she kept, like every time she would like go back in to like clean, like straighten out the comforter, the bed would be crumpled. Mm-hmm. So it was like something was sitting on the bed. I think that was in room 108. Also, there's said to be tappings and bangings. Clowns are said to move in the lobby. So I also watched this video, and I'll put it in my sites or whatever. That this lady, she was staying there, and when she was asleep, she felt like something kept grabbing her hand and trying to like pull her out of the bed, like trying to get her to stand up out of the bed. Yes. And so she told the hotel manager, and he's like, actually he was like explaining some of the things that people experienced. Right. And one of the things they're like, oh yeah, some people feel like their arms are being grabbed. And she's like, oh my God, no way. And we had already heard her say that earlier in the video. You know, she like said that, she's like, no way. She goes, I felt that too. I was laying in bed and I felt like someone was trying to like get me to stand up out of the bed. So it was like,
oh my God,
that must be like a thing that happens there. So that was in room 108.
Oh, so room 108 is like the most active.
It seems to be. It seems to be. Yes.
Ew. That is so creepy.
That's basically all I could find from the haunting stuff in the hotel. But
that's a lot. There,
yeah. But there is some ghostly activity in the cemetery. So I guess when you're out there at night, you can hear, like, if you're just standing there still, you can hear crunching in the gravel, like, footsteps. You know, it sounds like someone is, like, walking in the cemetery, even though, like, nobody is there. There's also shadow apparitions in the cemetery. Mm-hmm. Feelings of being watched. Oh. And some have heard voices that say, we mined and or we died that day. So I don't know if that's.
Wow.
I know, it makes me sad.
Oh, that is really sad.
Yeah, that's basically all I found in the cemetery. One thing is, though, I'm going to link a map of the cemetery. So if you do go there, you can see where all the graves are of the people that I was just describing. Oh, so cool. It has like a little, yeah, a little map and brochure of the cemetery. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
The next place I want to talk about is the Mizpah Hotel. And you can actually stay here, too. It's about a mile from the Clown Motel. So this is what I was talking about. Like, all three of these places are close together. This hotel was considered the most haunted hotel by USA Today, which I'm a little surprised because I feel like when I was looking into it, I didn't find a ton of stuff. So maybe it's like when you're there, it just has that like feeling. Basically, if you, yeah, you can visit the Clown Motel, the cemetery, and the Mizpah Hotel all in one day if you want. And I think the ghosts in the cemetery, like I think some of the people I'm going to describe in the Mizpah Hotel are actually buried in that cemetery too. So that's another thing I was saying. They're like kind of connected.
And did you say where these hotels were, like in relation to Death Valley? Are they just outside of it or are they inside of it?
Yes. So it's about an hour from Death Valley. So it's like between, I think it said it was between like, if you were coming from like Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Mizpah Hotel originally opened in 1907. It was the first luxury hotel in all of Nevada, and it was basically like a social place for like socialites and miners and like people. I think some celebrities stayed there. It was built for $200,000. It has solid granite walls, leaded glass, Victorian era luxury appointments. So that means decorations.
Okay.
It has solid oak furniture, hot and cold running water, steam heat, brass chandeliers, stained glass windows, and electric elevator, which was the first of its time in the state. That's why it sounds like I'm talking about, like, why would I be talking about hot and cold running water? But that's why, because it was like the first in the state to have all these things. Also, oh, okay. It's 5 stories, which was the tallest building in Nevada at the time.
Wow.
It looks really nice. Like, I'm definitely going to put pictures on Instagram. It's just, like, looks like this old, fancy. Do you remember the Drake in Chicago? What that looked like?
Yeah.
It was, like, older, but nice and fancy. That's what it reminds me of. So the first ghost is the Lady in Red. She Ooh. Was, yeah, she was, like, a high, I don't know what that's called, like, a high-end prostitute. And okay. I guess, she had a boyfriend and he got really jealous because she was like with someone else. So she was stabbed and strangled to death between rooms 502 and 504. So she's said to haunt the whole 5th floor and the elevator. So, right. So I guess if they said that she lived on the 5th floor. So that makes sense why she just like hangs out there all the time. So I guess if you're going to stay there, I would probably stay on the fifth floor because that seems to be like people talk about the Lady in Red the most. So I would recommend that.
It's kind of sad. Like, I'm just thinking if she haunts the whole 5th floor and the elevator, she was probably trying to like escape.
Oh, like run away.
Now, like, yeah. And so if what we said earlier is true, where people like stay, you know, when they die, then she's just constantly, like, trying to escape.
Oh, no.
Sad. I know.
It makes me really sad, Ashley.
I'm sorry.
I didn't even think about that. You're so right.
I'm sorry. That's just what I thought of immediately when you said that. I'm like, oh,
you're
man.
Right. So the second ghost is, it's actually a couple ghosts. They say there's a ghost of 2 playful children that haunt the 3rd floor. They've been seen in the hallways, opening and shutting doors.
Ew, why is that the creepiest thing when, like, children
are
ghosts?
So, I don't know. Everyone I know, like, everyone I know, everything I watched where people went to this place said that the hotel has, like, The Shining vibes. Like, you know what I'm talking about? The movie The Shining? They said that's how it feels in the hotel because it's just, like, so old and the hallways and, like, and then now, like, I'm saying, like, people are seeing children on the 3rd floor. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I don't have any I'll see if I can find any pictures, if anyone found any pictures, but yeah, sounds pretty creepy so far.
Mm-hmm.
Another ghost is a nameless soldier. He died in the hotel. They don't know exactly who he is, but I guess he haunts the third floor.
Oh.
I'm assuming they know he's a soldier because he's wearing the clothes. I don't know. They like that's what I'm saying. Like, they say this is the most haunted hotel, but nothing really went into that much detail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, so this one's pretty interesting. There was money. So, like, back in the day, all the miners, like, this was almost like a bank also. Like, the building, if you look at the picture, it's kind of like a bank building. And, like, I think there was, like, a casino. So it was, like, commerce there, you know? And so they kept money in the basement. And they had, like, it was very secure. Like, the walls of the bank were very secure. But the floor was dirt. So, and there's miners in the town. So I guess miners dug under the hotel, stole the money from the basement. And then, so I guess there was like three miners. Two of the miners were killed by what they assume was the third miner. Like, because they never found the money. So they just found two dead miners in the hole. And then the money was gone. So they think that the third guy like killed the other two and then took off. And so now they're supposed to be like the ghost of the miners that were murdered in the basement. So the last thing that I have on this is the workers say that in the bar that bottles will spontaneously explode.
Oh my God.
Right. So they're thinking that's maybe from the haunting.
Yeah, I would say
so. I guess there is a book of ghost stories of the Men's Pa Hotel, and I guess you can buy it in, like, in the lobby of the hotel. So if you do want to stay there, they actually have the book of the ghost stories. So that might be interesting to read while you're there.
Oh, neat.
I know. This, and also, this is a kind of an interesting story. And I guess it's a legend, because no one knows if this is actually true. But there was a U.S. senator from Nevada, and he was... He, like, really liked the hotel, the Men's Pa Hotel, so he stayed there a lot. And they say that he died of a heart attack in, like, right before the election in 1940, like, the night before the election. And his supporters kept his body on ice in the Men's Pa Hotel until after the election. Because if he died before the election, then, do you know what I'm saying? Like, they wanted it to be after the election, so they kind of, like, kept him, like, where people thought he was alive for an extra couple of days. But they do say that's a legend, so I don't know if that's true or not.
What would be the point of that?
Because he got elected. So that means his successor... Yeah, he got elected, and then his successor would take over instead of the opponent.
Oh. Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Aww. So that's basically all I have on the Men's Pa, which I thought I would find a lot more with it being the most haunted hotel.
Yeah, that's cool, though. I feel like I've heard of that hotel before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know where from, but the name sounded familiar.
Men's Pa.
Men's Pa.
It's kind of a cool name. So the last place I'm going to talk about is another place you can stay. It's the Amargosa Opera House and Hotel. The Travel Channel, the Ghost Adventures, like I was talking about before, they went there too. I guess this was season 3, episode 3. I did not watch this, but I saw a few short clips on YouTube. So just to give you a little idea of what this place is like, this is in... It's a town in Death Valley Junction, and it's like, so it's like right on the edge of Death Valley National Park. In the 20s, it was a borax mining town built for miners and their families, and the population was about 350. So basically the whole town was built because of the borax mining. So basically this place was in the middle of nowhere, and railroads would bring in the supplies, the miners, investors. So anyone that came in like had to come in through the railroad. The building, now it's called Amargosa Hotel, but it's like a humongous complex, and it was for the miners They had their business offices there. There was a hotel part for like traveling investors. They had a store. They had a small theater to show movies. So basically everything the town needed was all in this one big building.
Okay.
So yeah, by 1942, the borax mines were all dried up and the railroad tracks were ripped up. And basically the town shut down. It like turned into like a ghost town. There was like barely any people living there. And there was this famous actress, Marta Beckett. She was like in New York City. She was like a performer, an artist, like, you know, how like artists have a hard time, like, or performers have a hard time like finding work. So it was kind of like that, like where she was like struggling and everything. And her and her husband went on a road trip to Death Valley. In 1967, when they were traveling through Death Valley, their car got a flat tire in Death Valley Junction. So while they were fixing her car, they were kind of wandering around the town, like seeing what's up, like waiting on it. And they came across that borax mining complex. And, you know, I told you there's a theater in it. Mm-hmm. So she was like, oh my God, this is so great. Like, it has everything we need. It has like a hotel, a theater where you can perform. So like, she like fell in love with this place. At the time, it was called Cork Hill Hall, and this is where they had, like, now since it wasn't for miners, they basically just had, like, town meetings and funerals and, like, whatever the town needed at that time. Mm-hmm. So Marta ended up renting it out, and at the time, the town and the building was, like, basically abandoned. Like I said, it was, like, a ghost town. So over the next few years, she fixed up the place. She painted a bunch of murals. She like fixed up the theater and like made sets. And then she would perform one woman shows, even if no one was watching.
Oh.
So she used this as her own like platform to like, you know, which is kind of cool. Like, she's like, well, this is my place. And like people from the town would come or people passing through. And then I know, I thought that was kind of nice. So like over the years, people from all over the country like got wind of it. Like, oh, you can go to Death Valley. And like, I don't know exactly how people found out, but like people started coming to her shows. So that's when people started staying at the hotel, coming to her shows and watching them. So as far as, I know, I thought that was kind of cool. Like,
yeah, so she just couldn't get that in New York.
So she created her own thing.
So, yeah, that is so cool.
Mm-hmm. So now today in Death Valley Junction, I looked it up and the population is fewer than 20 people. Like, wow. That's crazy. That's like a classroom basically, but that's the population of Death Valley Junction.
Cool.
One thing I thought was kind of weird about it was when she did change it to the Opera House and Hotel, only half of it is, and the other half remains completely untouched. Like it was from like the mining days. So it's like really creepy and undone.
Yeah.
So it was like, yeah, so that's like attached to it.
Oh, that's cool. So,
yeah, I think it is kind of cool for ghosty things, but
yeah.
Yeah. So, the area that I was just talking about that never got fixed up is called Spooky Hollow. Like, that's what everyone calls it.
Ooh.
And yeah, it was once used as a hospital and morgue. So, that could be why, like, she didn't want to, like, you know, do anything with that park. Cause, like, who would want to stay at a morgue? So,
yeah,
I think that's possible. So from the videos, Spooky Hollow, it looks like just like this large hallway in an underground cave, and it has like doors on either side.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll put a picture on Instagram. But in this area, it's said to like have hostile ghosts that are especially hostile to men. Ooh. And it was funny in that Ghost Adventures episode, you know, that guy that's really dramatic, he was like, I invite you to take over my body. And the lady that works there was like, I wouldn't do that. It was really funny.
That is funny.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that. Yeah. So, so anyway, in the episode, they ended up seeing like some full body apparitions that were kind of darting across the hallway from like room to room. And they heard some voices, and it was just, I don't know. It was just, you know how they over dramatize things. So I don't know how scary it actually is, but they made it seem pretty scary.
Yeah.
So I'll go for the ghosts in the Armagosa Hotel real quick. So they say that Tom Willett, which is Marta's husband, sits in one of the chairs in the theater to watch performances. So I think that's like kind of sweet. It sounds like he's kind of there, like still supporting her.
Oh,
I know. In room 24, supposedly you hear a little girl crying, and they think that that was the little girl that drowned in 1967. I tried to look it up to see if there was any records, but I couldn't really find anything. It just said a young girl was left unattended and drowned. So, So that was room 24. In room 32, they say that this is not a very nice ghost. It's more of a scary, ominous presence. And they said that they think it was where the mining boss lived. Like, you know how, like, I told you that's basically where the miners and everyone lived in the town?
Yeah.
And they say that that there used to be hangings. Like, I guess if you didn't obey your mining boss, I have no idea. But they said there was actually hangings in that room. So that could be part of the whole, like, haunting in that area.
Yikes.
I know. And they say room 109 is the most haunted. I guess there's been a lot of reports of people feeling like their legs and feet are held down. And other people say that the doorknob turns and no one's on the other side. No. And I guess, yes. I know, those are the worst.
Ew.
And they say that there's children giggling and running down the hall in that. So that's room
one. Oh my God. Ew.
Yes, I know. Why are children ghosts like the scariest?
I don't know.
So I guess also in the dining room, people hear voices that sound like there's still a party going on, which I like that one.
Yeah.
And then there's other miscellaneous ghosts, like shadows dancing on stage, showers turning on with no one in there, and the smell of lilacs.
Oh. That's not the smell I would have thought.
Yeah, I guess they say like some like ghost stuff like smells like flowers or something. Maybe like a funeral.
Oh.
Yeah. So, cool. And this is part of that little segment I'm going to do, like, where are they now? I have their graves. Mm-hmm. So, Marta actually is not buried in the cemetery. She actually died in 2017, so she lived a long life.
Wow.
I know. She was cremated, and her ashes were spread in the wind.
Like in Death Valley?
Yeah. So she liked the area so much, they just cremated her and, like, spread her ashes. Marta's mom is also buried there. She was 99 when she died.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'm sorry. This is in Death Valley Junction Cemetery, which is a cemetery near the hotel. Tom Willett, which is her husband, is buried there.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, so this is kind of what I was talking about in Find a Grave. I found so much stuff about the Death Valley Junction Cemetery, but I'm just going to go into one grave. I found this, there's also another cemetery near there. It's called Ryan Cemetery. And I just want to show you this, like, give you this one just to give you an idea because, like, how much detail they go into. So there was this guy, and his name is John Morris. They don't show, like, his date of birth on there. He died in 1913. He was only in Death Valley Junction for a few days. It says he died by a knife wound inflicted by self during a fit of temporary insanity.
Oh my God.
Isn't that, like, shocking that they, like, say that stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's basically all I have. Like, if I can link some of the close, like, cemeteries too, if people want to go there, like, obviously this isn't for, like, the traditional, like, vacationers, but, you know, like, some people might be interested in, like, doing Death Valley and then, like, the creepier side. So,
yeah,
if anyone is, I'll link, like, some of the places, because that's the kind of stuff I like. So, like, I want to go to these places, but it's fun going to the cemeteries too, because then you see the history of the place. You know what I mean? It's like, these are real people who really lived. And it's just like, to me, that's, like, so cool to see.
Yeah, I think I would definitely go there, but I would not stay there.
I feel the same way. If I stayed at any of the places, I might stay in the Mizpah. That kind of seemed like a, it looked really nice. Like it didn't, I don't know. Maybe once I was like sitting in the place, I might be like, change my mind.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. You can go to these places and just walk through them too.
That's nice. I would do that. I don't think I could stay. So too.
I would 100% go to the cemeteries. They look so cool. I almost feel like I know these people because I researched them so much that I feel like we're like acquaintances or something. Like I'm going to go there and be like, oh my gosh, this is the guy. Yeah.
Okay. Well.
All right. So that's all I have.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in again. Next week, we will be talking about Yellowstone. We haven't decided if we want to do a two-parter or just keep it one part. It looks like it's going to be two parts, though. It's going to be pretty long. So you'll hear me talk about the facts and the interesting things that are there. And then my mom will talk about the scary stories, spooky, creepy stuff. In the following episode.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.